Blog Talk Radio.
I love being black. I love being called black. I love being an American. I love being a black American. But as a black man in this country, I think it's a shame that every few years we get a change of name. Since those first ships arrived here from Africa that came across the sea, there were already black men in this country who were free. And as for those who came over on those terrible boats, they were called nigger and slave and told what to do and how to behave. And then Master started tripping, doing his midnight tipping down to the slave shacks where he forced he and great-great-grandma to be together. And the great-great-grandpa protested, he got tired and feathered. And at the same time, the black men in the country who were free were mating with the tribes like the Apache and the Cherokee. And as a result of all that, we're a parade of every shade. And in this late day and age, you can be sure there ain't too many of us in this country whose bloodline is pure. But according to a geological, geographical genealogy study published in Time magazine, the black African people were the first on the scene. So for what it's worth, the black African people were the first on Earth, and through migration, our characteristics started to change and rearrange to adapt to whatever climate we migrated to. And that's how I became me, and you became you. So if we're going to go back, let's go all the way back. And if Adam was black and Eve was black, then that kind of makes it a natural fact that everybody in America is an African American. Everybody in Europe is an African European. Everybody in the Orient is an African Asian, and so on and so on. That is, if the origin of man is what we're going to go on. And if one drop of black blood makes you black like they say, then everybody's black anyway. So quit trying to change my identity. I'm already who I was meant to be. I'm a black American born and raised. And Brother James Brown wrote a wonderful phrase. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Because I'm proud to be black. And I ain't never lived in Africa. And because my great-great-granddaddy on my daddy's side did, don't mean I want to go back. Now, I have nothing against Africa. It's where some of the most beautiful places and people in the world are found. But I've been blessed to go a lot of places in this world. And if you ask me where I choose to live, I pick America, hands down. Now, by and by, we were called Negroes. And after a while, that name was banished. Anyway, Negro is just how you say black in Spanish. Then we were called colored. But shit, everybody's one color or another, and I think it's a shame that we hold that against each other. And it seems like we reverted back to a time when being called black was an insult, even if it was another black man who said that a fight would result, because we've been so brainwashed that black was wrong till even the yellow niggas and the black niggas couldn't get along. But then came the 1960s. When we struggled and died to be called equal and black, and we walked with pride with our heads held high and our shoulders pushed back, and black was beautiful. But I guess that wasn't good enough, because now here they come with some other stuff. Who comes up with this shit anyway? Was it one or a group of niggas just sitting around one day? Feeling a little insecure again about being called black and decided that African-American sounded a little more exotic. Well, I think you were being a little more neurotic. It's that same mentality that got Amos and Andy put off the air because they were embarrassed about the way the characters spoke. And as a result of that action, a lot of wonderful black actors ended up broke. When we were just laughing and having fun about ourselves. So I say, fuck you if you can't take a joke. You didn't see the Beverly Hillbillies being protested by white folks. And if you think, of course you think, that being called African American sets all black people's minds at ease, since we affectionately call each other nigger, I affectionately say to you, nigger, please.
Down the one night stands. Everything around me.
Well, welcome everyone to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight Brother Eddie is presenting to you what is the paradigm shift in you. And Brother Eddie, when you're here, okay, I see you. Okay, yeah, well, without further delay, here's Brother Eddie. And hopefully he's going to play some funky music. Brother Eddie?
Hello, can you hear me, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, we can hear you now. You're loud and clear.
Greetings. How are you doing, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great this evening, doing
good.
Great. Yeah, trying to actually come back up to where I was because a couple of hours ago I finished, so I kind of laid back and just got up 15 minutes ago, actually.
About a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
I think I got up at 8 o'clock, 8:30, and
yeah.
I rushed out here.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I'm rushing getting stuff together, so the music was right on time again. Laying out with Smokey, but before I get started or we get started, let's bring the family in and, again, greet the family with thank you for your time and space, and most
yeah.
of all, this portion of your life that you always share with us for
yeah.
a reason, and I think we're getting into our reason. It's time for it to get into what we are destined to do. So with that, I feel it's going to be a great show. More important, it's going to be a great class.
Yes.
Because it's going to be some good learning today.
Yes.
That we can all sink our teeth into. So,
yes, which is always good. It's always good to have food that's filling, that you know,
yeah.
it's good and it's filling and you just want to hold on to it. You don't want to let it go.
That's it. So, again, even using that food is, I'm quite sure we're going to touch on it somewhere down the line, if not today, somewhere, because it's the five.
Yeah.
Food is 14, and that's the five, and we're giving food for thought right now, the five to the five, or the five for the five, food for thought, five
yeah.
for five. So, with that, stand on the five. We just remembered last weekend, we just went through springing up of the time, the messing with the time. And again, for me, time is no more than information that we're learning. So this time is no more than an illusion if we're not learning information during the course of whatever time we're in, whatever space we're in. It's all about learning. So that's number one. But as I was saying, springing ahead last weekend, and we know this weekend we fall under the spring equinox. Quite sure if Brother Kwame is listening, he will add to that. But I just want people to know, just being in tune with nature and the time, which is the learning and information we're going through, this weekend happens to be the spring equinox happens on March 20th, which is 3/20. And you know 3/20 or 3 and 2 is a 5.
Yes.
And the time of the equinox that it happens is 4:37 in the morning. 4:37 is a 14, again, which is a 5.
Mm.
It's no coincidence this year it's on 3/20 instead of 3/21, because normally it is on 3/21.
3/21, yes.
So,
first day of spring.
Right. So this Saturday at 4:37 in the morning will be the first official day of the spring equinox. So
for the East Coast, it's
different time zones depending on where
hour.
You are.
Yeah,
so
the hour is different.
It might be a 2-hour difference, 1-hour difference, whatever you know, again, just if you're into it, again, for me, it's the numbers. This is why I bring it to your attention, because
yeah.
wherever you are, your time zone or whatever, this is why the numbers change for that time zone for you. those times have different messages depending on where you are, depending with the grid that we're on, the parallel grids. All of these things add up. Just like we're here in Chicago on the 41st parallel, 5. We're in the 5th region, 5.
Mm-hmm.
So where you are, depending on who you are, the numbers apply to you. So again, the more we come in tune with these numbers, with the messages that the numbers have for each and every one of us on our individual journeys, but at the same time, coming to the one, you being the one, but we are all part of a bigger one called the whole. And that's that bigger board piece that we all try to get to with our individual piece, call our puzzle piece, so that we can bring our piece to the table. Once we get it all together, we see the big picture. But again, getting back to the title of the class being, what is the paradigm shift in you? Before we get into the paradigm shift of what everybody else says it is, this, that, what is it in you? What is your paradigm shift? So that is the title of the question. That is the question that we're posing for tonight. That is the question that we're going to tackle. And basically, I want to start off with what we've been doing as of late. Playing a tape last week, the tape was dealing with the 528 hertz. We're going to do that again because from last week to this week, I don't keep my ear to the grindstone, but that's why I love you family, all of y'all. I love you because vicariously I live through you all because y'all give me more information because I don't, I'm not stuck online on the internet. I'm not stuck on television. I'm stuck in my writing and words. So when you give me things, if the numbers line up, I look at it because the numbers line up for me to look at it. I see what I'm supposed to see, and I add to even the classes that we have tonight. So that's the beauty of it. And this is how I learn through you, because the information that strikes you and vibes with you that you share, something that you are sharing will vibe with somebody. So, again, I love y'all, truly, because love is the 5, and as I told you, I'm on the 5, and I'm staying on mine this year. So we're going to get into that meditation again, and the meditation will be the same thing because, again, from last week to this week, I was receiving so much information about people, or this virus now is showing its ugly head. How people are getting blood clots, they're dying. These things are being revealed, and this is what we ask for, you know, for that power to be increased, for everything to be revealed, what this vaccine is really doing. And added on to that, I want to use what Brother Wes had mentioned several weeks ago about the chemtrails, because chemtrails is also 5. So we stand with the 5. By revealing all of this. Reveal is 5. So I've been seeing quite a bit of chemtrails in my skies lately for the last week and a half or so. So as we meditate on the revealing of this death vaccine that people are running to get this shot, added with the chemtrails to basically stop and dissipate. Because even if they do spray them, we want it to dissipate before it even hits us here.
Yeah.
Let the sun.
It'll be ineffective.
Right. Let the sun, let the wind, let the current get rid of it before it even touches us. So those are the things that we meditate on. So, and again, before we go through our meditation, we will go through our breathing before we go through the meditation. And before we go through all of that, as we did last week, was there anything as far as current events that you wanted to bring to the table before we get started?
Well, yes, I can. And also, I would like you asked for Brother Kwame earlier, and Brother Kwame is here with his hand up, and he is the second person in line with their hand up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wanted you to know Brother Kwame is here.
Okay, great. So, but anyway, yeah, we want to get this meditation out first before we really get there, and we want to, like I said, with the breathing, I want us to deal with our breathing the way it should be. It's personal. It's individual. But the breathing is for us to basically detox our spiritual essence, to detox all of the negative thoughts from the day as we get into our breathing. So you go ahead with that right quick so we can get into that, get into the meditation, and get started so we can take the callers. But let's get started with this first so we can give some meat, a little bit more meat. So you go ahead with the current event.
Oh, okay. Well, there's one, and, you know, y'all know it's, I don't really talk too much about my state. Delaware's so small. But I wasn't aware of this, but there was a shooting, apparently, and a person was killed in Delaware. And I believe they said it happened in January, but they just released the footage and everything, you know, from the cameras. And they showed how this young man was killed.
Mm.
And in the car where the police were saying that the man was trying to run them down in the car. Well, from the footage that they released, I didn't see that at all. And I see where he ran, but he went the opposite direction and turned around and stopped, and they just loaded up and started shooting him. But this has all been under investigation, so unfortunately, it's happening also in Delaware, too, you know, where they're, you know, I mean, and this isn't the first case. This is just the one that I happened to have seen that, you know, came across to me. And also, Texas, which is, I mean, it's not funny, but forgive me. Texas is relieving the electric bills, which I find kind of ironic. If you're used to getting a $70 bill, and now you're getting a $7,000 bill, or, you know, so forth. So they're relieving. So they're doing you a favor by relieving this electric bill that you, when you didn't have electric, which made your bill into the thousands. So they're forgiving them. So people don't have to worry about paying that. Isn't that so gracious of them?
No, it ain't gracious of them. It's
ironic.
You know, that's what it is. Exactly.
It's ironic.
You know, you want to now try to subsidize me not paying after all of the crap that I know went through for being overcharged for power that we're not receiving. And it's just a whole bunch of distractions again at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, been 100,000 times over, you know.
Yeah.
You're being charged, so, and you didn't have the power to even use.
Right. So, like I said, it's a joke. So, again, joke is power. So we got to see the joke and the nonsense that they do, thinking that we going to fall for the okey-doke. You know, no, we're not. You know, but, again, for me, giving it power by conversating about it the wrong way makes it manifest that way, that wrong way. So this is what, from here on in, what we will be doing in our conversations. We will always steer the conversation on the positive note. We hear too much negative, just like the information you're giving now. you know, with the killing in Delaware. Finally getting there. The key is that we've said for so long, even Martin said, not just us, and it's been said before that, you know, he just phrased it, well, it wasn't Martin, more or less than Malcolm, saying when the chickens come home, the roost.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically what's happening. If you don't clean up the problem on one end, it's going to eventually filter over to your end.
Yeah.
All of these people hollering that, you know, it didn't happen here, it didn't happen there. During my lifetime, I remember when we always talked about, you know, if you're so bad, nigga, won't you go in the white neighborhoods and rob them where they carjacking everywhere now. They holding people up everywhere, you know. So, again, they never stopped it on our end or at the bottom. So now the shit is going up here. The shit is backing up, as he would say, since they say shit rolls down here, and now the shit not backed up and it's going back up. See?
Yeah.
So that's what they're getting, and that's what's happening. So.
I know you don't want any bad news, but.
Huh?
I know
I didn't say I didn't want bad news, because that's the thing. We're going to get bad news.
Yes, unfortunately.
What I'm saying is whatever news we get, we can change that and see the good or make some good out of it. This is what we have to start doing, so we would constantly be vibrating on a positive frequency instead of that low vibration of the negative. Yes, the negative started there, but negative and positive are one.
Okay, well, please give me something to make a positive out of this one, please. I beg
Go
you,
ahead.
Please make this a positive. A 5-year-old boy in Arkansas was forced to clean out a clogged toilet with his bare hands by his teacher. And I was furious. Now, I had this little boy, this happened March the 11th, and this is from NBC News. So you're going to have this 5-year-old child, little boy, and his kindergarten teacher forced him to clean a clogged toilet with his hands after he used the bathroom. And she said that so that he wouldn't clog a toilet anymore. So she had him get his feces and everything out the toilet with his hands and the dirty tissue. And
so, go ahead.
Go ahead. You know, it's just that the mother was
like
saying that, you know, this was degrading. And the teacher said that, you know, she did this so that this child would know not to clog a toilet.
No, okay, so like you said, give you something positive, the positive thing. Number one, the parent didn't whip the teacher's ass, okay? We bypassed that. We're trying to teach a lesson since the teacher don't know how to teach. Number one, you know, let's strip the teacher. Is the teacher fired? Is the teacher getting sued? You know.
Well, the mother is suing. The mother is suing them and the school district and
this
the school.
So,
and the teacher is... on vacation. I call it vacation. She's on leave.
So again, like I said, all of the steps are taken because, again, how many of these stories, like we said, that they put in our face at a particular time to get a reaction, to hit Gillian dialect is what it's called. Like I said, don't think that they ain't got thousands upon thousands of tapes from classes, from accidents, from killings, so forth and so on, that they have never released to the public.
Yeah.
So they release what they want to when they want to it to get a rise out of the public, out of the people. And if we don't do, like I said, what we need to do to get behind people, again, if we didn't hear that she was had her lawsuit doing this, that, and the other, you know, then these are the things that we would talk about so that that vibration would be in the air. You know, but she's already doing what she needs to do, you know.
Yeah, which is good.
And again, like I said, just raising our eyebrows, but you know, we've heard, we know of more horrific stories than that. Yes, it is horrific, you know. But again, she's taking care of what she should be taking care of. She's parenting the way she should be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to get paid for her and her baby, especially her baby suffering. So that's the goodness I see out of the sickness, the illness that this country still suffers from. We're talking about mental illness. I mean, we know that we have problems in our community, but shit. Look at those who claim to be over us for whatever capacity they think they are over us. But look at the shit that they do. They are more dysfunctional than, and I'm getting thrown off, and this is what I mean. We have to stay focused on that spiritual realm that we are ascending to. And the best way of keeping focus is to conversate about it, to be about it, not just talk about it. So with that, did you have any more current events before we got into our breathing? Hello, did I lose you, Sister Antoinette? Hello? Uh-oh. I don't know. I hate this time when I don't know because nobody else is on the line, so I don't even know if y'all can hear me.
I'm sorry. I had myself. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got
I'm
you,
I'm so
sister.
Sorry. Hear me, y'all. I had myself muted. I'm so sorry. Brother, unfortunately, I have another school one, and this is all the more reason that that was elementary school. Now we're going to go to a high school in West Baltimore. And this is what they're teaching our youth. Boy, he's a high school senior, and he has a 0.13 grade point average. Now, that's bad, okay? But let me tell you what it works. While ranking 62 out of 120 students, he's in the middle. He's in the middle of his class. So what are these children learning?
Well, again, my bad, but I had to get this out before I forget. One of the biggest things that I missed in the last story about the 5-year-old, and let's look at that number, y'all. So standing that said he was five, there's that five.
Yeah.
And she said a teacher, well, teacher comes to 32, that's that five. So and he rolling with the fives right there. But anyway, I forgot to say that the biggest blessing, if you want to call it that, or the best thing is seeing that we should never have sent our children back to school because they never should have been in these damn institutions in the first place.
Yeah.
My biggest thing that I've been saying for the last 5 years here in Chicago, when Rahm Emanuel closed 50 damn schools. It's never been done in the history of America at one damn time in the black communities. I was saying then, he's letting you know that schools are obsolete. They had our children out of school. Now they hollering about putting them back in school, and look at the shit that's going through. Look at what you're talking about with a grade point average of 0.3. What kind of shit is that? Why are you even in school? So, again, at the end of the day, the great thing is...
What's bad is that this boy, it's not like he's, you know, one of the few. He's in the middle. So this is half
like
of that senior class.
So like I said, it doesn't matter if if one is too many. We saying half now. So,
the
key is the key for me is this. They've never been really taught anything anyway because, we rely on their numbers. This is why if we don't talk to our children and see for ourselves what they have learned. But a lot of parents, not being parents, never talking to their children, because a lot of parents don't even understand that the work the children are bringing home.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, a lot of parents don't know it.
It's a disconnect there. So, but again, if we're not talking to see if they're learning anything, and by the way, for me, what teaches us or shows us that our child has learned something, whatever they learn, they should be able to teach, baby. They should be able to teach. Because this is how our elders learned from the children who went to school, from our grandparents who never went to school, learning from what their children came home and taught them that they learned in school that they never had a chance to go to school to learn.
Yeah.
See, that's, again, that's passing that information on back or forward, passing the baton properly. And like we've been doing, we've been dropping the mic a little bit too much instead of passing that mic back properly. Because the mic is that five, that's love. So we're supposed to be passing this information back properly. So, again, yes. Is there any more? Because for me, schools, I'm tired of talking about that, because I've been talking about it, like I said, for over 5 years about, you know, schools being obsolete. You know, we should have been teaching our babies. We should have been took that ring. And for me, this happening is letting us know the universe is telling us this is what we should be doing. But we still arguing, fussing, and fighting about putting in our babies in these institutions that ain't teaching them shit. Because the day they put them in front of computers,
the one where you have the 5-year-old taking it out of the toilet.
Yeah. They now it's computers in each classroom and each desk. You know, it's almost a requirement to have a computer even in grammar school. Because of technology.
Well, they
I got kicked out of the schools over 10 years ago. I haven't been permitted in Chicago public schools because I was given too much information, you know, so I got out of
my my granddaughter was in elementary school. I thought she had an iPad or something, some kind of tablet or something. I remember they were using, and I wasn't happy about that, because my whole thing is pick up a book, you know, fill the book. Yeah, I don't like
holding
the computer and doing all of that stuff. But
we don't just tell them to pick up a book. We pick up a book with them and we go through the book with them to show them the importance of reading a book. So again, it's back on us to teach the importance to our children, not just tell them, because that's all the teacher does, tell them to get on online and do this, do that, this, that, and the other. That's what they do. No. We sit down with them, so it's some type of connection, and they see the importance of what we want, what we want in them. So they see what we expect out of them, because we're doing it with them. We expect this of ourselves. So, again, that's a part of I'll be getting.
When I was here, we used to, in the morning, we would go out, sit on the patio, and I would take my coffee, and, you know, she would have her cup of juice. And I would sit in my rocking chair, and she'd sit in our chair. And I would have a book, and she would have whatever she was reading. And we were sitting and talking, drink iced coffee, her juice. And we would talk and read our, you know, read our reading materials. And that would be how we would start out our day.
Good. That's
so
great.
The bookcases that are filled with books. So, you know, she knows even if she wants to read a book, she just goes to the bookcase and fix out something. You know, I mean, there's a way that we have to make this work. I mean, isn't that changing the paradigm, is that we start changing the way how it's even affecting our children?
Yeah, well, let's get on with it so we can get into the paradigm shift. So first, you can hear me. First, we're going to start off with, again, like I said, deep breathing. So as I talk, I want everybody to go through their own personal deep breathing. First of all, what I want you to do is get in a chair, sit down, get comfortable. If you lay down, make sure it's a hard surface. I don't want to tell you how to lay as long as you're comfortable and you're getting to a deep breathing. Just if you lay down, hopefully, I hope you don't go to sleep, but if you do, it's well-deserved sleep. If you fall to sleep, no problem. So, again, while you're getting yourself situated, and for those who already have yourself in a nice sitting or laying position, getting comfortable, start thinking about your deep breathing, inhaling and exhaling. And again, you want to be relaxed. So again, the breathing is natural. If you naturally breathe in your nose and out your nose, do that. If you breathe in your nose and out your mouth, do that. The only thing that I suggest in breathing, that however you inhale, always inhale using your nose. Again, that's because your nose has natural filters. The hair follicles block a lot of the dust, the pollutants, the germs that travel when we inhale. So this is what the nostrils do. So when you exhale, you can exhale. For me, I do it through the mouth because I'm letting more out, more of the poisons, more of the carbon dioxide out, so that when I inhale, I can inhale deeper. But again, there's no confinement on your breathing. This is why you are now getting relaxed as you are breathing. And as you are going through your breathing, you start off from your root or the bottom, which is your feet. And you tell your feet, if they're not already relaxed, to relax. And from your feet, you talk to your body, telling your ankles to relax, telling your legs to relax, going up to your knees and relaxing, your thighs to relax, your hips are relaxed, your abdomen is relaxed, your chest is relaxed, your fingers are relaxed, your hands are relaxed, your wrists are relaxed, your arms are relaxed, your elbow are relaxed, your upper arms are relaxed, your neck has relaxed, your head is relaxed, and as you relax your head, think to yourself again on your breathing, your deep breathing. Is it now rapid, shallow, and fast, or is it deep and slow? Regardless of where it is, feel and become one with your breath. This is when you start to control, because you're not controlling, you are your breathing. So just go with that natural flow of the inhale and the exhale. Okay, family, at this point, a lot of the daily stress, problems, tensions, negative thoughts should have dissipated. because during that time, we took enough time that if you just listen to my voice, no negative thoughts came in because nothing was said negative. These are the things that we start to focus on in whatever we're doing to uplift and vibrate on that higher frequency that we are trying to get to. We talk about it, but we're not being about it because we're not exercising it. We now understand that the church that we were faked out for running to a church, that we are the church right here. The people are the church. We are the real church. And this is what the church does. It fellowships when we get together in the congregation to fellowship. Fellowship is just 41, which is 5. So this is what the actual church does. That's why more than one and two is always more than one, is the church, is the spirit. You and another person, you and a witness, it doesn't matter, two. Church is two, mind is two, people is two, the universe is two. We are the people of the universe if we have that universal mind. We got it. Let's use it. This is what we're doing. But again, this is how we start to get rid of a lot of the negative tension and stress throughout our day. Sometime during the day, because we only do this day when we're together on Wednesdays, but during your time, your personal time, find that time. Time is nothing but learning and information. Learning when it's best for you to do your meditation, because you have a specific learning or a specific time, as they call it, to do what it is you're supposed to do, to receive the information and the learning you're supposed to receive. We just got to get more in tune, as I said, with our bodies, just like telling your body to relax, getting in tune with your body. Some of us are. But we can always get better, always. So with that, if you didn't have anything to add before we get started, and I want you to let me know, because I'm going to do it a little bit different, because the last show you said you couldn't hear the 528 hertz until the last little part, and I found out if I took it off the speaker and put it on the regular phone, that you could hear better. So
yeah.
Family out there that are listening, if you can't hear the tone of the 528 hertz, text me on the phone to let me know so I can adjust the speaker or adjust the phone so it could be heard. And like I said, what we are meditating on is exactly what we did last week, to put our thoughts out collectively to reinforce the Galactic Federation, because they're helping us already. Federation is the 5. That's who we are on the 5. So the Galactic Federation is already with us this year for real. So putting that thought out there that all of this will be revealed.
Yeah.
Everything. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Forgive me. I have a question before you get started. Now, you mm-hmm. said to have your legs and stuff relaxed and planted on the floor. I sit Indian style, even when I'm sitting in the chair.
Like I said at the beginning, like I said, sit down, lay down. The key is for you to get comfortable. You know
okay.
what makes you comfortable, how you sit, that's why it's no. The only stipulation in sitting or laying is your posture. to make sure that you have a correct posture and your posture is in alignment. That's the one thing that I did not mention, and family, forgive me for that. But other than that, you want to be as comfortable as you can be. It makes you comfortable because at the end of the day, all of this, everything starts with you. If you don't get it right, you can't teach it right. You can't give it to nobody else until you get it right. So we got to get ourselves right individually before we can even talk about organizing with anybody or anything. I love the organization, but we got to get ourselves organized first. And a lot of our own houses are not in order, as we say. Our own house ain't in order. So how are we going to try to help somebody or advise somebody on getting their house in order and our own damn house is way out of order? See?
Yes.
So, like I said, that's part of this paradigm shift that we'll be getting into in just a moment. But, again, like I said, family, let me know if you can or cannot hear this tone of 528 because, again, this is repairing our DNA, but it's also helping us go through our transformation. This is a transformation period. And this particular frequency of 528 helps us with our transformation. We all feel that transformation. And by the way, transformation is 5. It's 50.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is right on course with whatever we're doing. If we're doing it, well, for me, if I'm doing it the way I'm supposed to be doing it by the number, you know, and all I'm doing is relating to the people what we always say with the word, and just putting that number 5 on it. I got 5 on it.
Yes.
So that's all it is. That's my part, to give it in numbers. And I'm doing what I do, and I love doing it. I enjoy it so well that sometimes I share too much. But I'm learning, too. No, I have, because, again, we all have a journey, and some parts of our journey is definitely personal. It's for us. It's just like it ain't nothing in your journey, in your life, your experience. You ain't going to share everything with every damn body. It's personal. They don't supposed to know your business like that. So
that's
it's certain
so
things. So it's the same thing that I'm doing. You know, I was ready to just give, and the universe slapped me in the face and said, nigga, stop. I'm giving you what you're supposed to give. You don't give every – I'm giving most of this to you to use it for you. You know, what you're giving the people is enough for them. You ain't got to try to give them everything. They don't – a lot of them don't understand the shit you're giving them. So slow the fuck – okay, let me stop. Anyway.
Okay, brother. I have a clip. I have a clip. A very short clip. Under a minute, y'all. Okay?
Okay.
After a minute, I promise.
All right.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Okay, that's it.
Well, no, Antoinette, that is great. You know, I was here saying to myself, oh my goodness, what's she gonna play? And like I said, the universe is so fantastic. I know my Uncle Bob is listening because he came over here for a short class today. And I know he's loving this because I told him that exact quote that you just played before he left. Be water, my friend. And I went through the whole thing. You put water in the teacup, you become the teacup. You put it in the glass. Yes, water flows or it can crash. Be water, my friend. And you just played that. I had, as we say, I had those goosebumps come up my back because, you know, it's these things are confirmations that we have to start tuning into when we talk about things and certain things come right back to our past. The same thing happened to my Uncle Bob and me. He said when I asked him that question about what is the paradigm shift, the first two words he said was learning words, and I told him to stop. And I told him to look at the paper that I had just wrote up tonight. And on that paper I had a list of words on two sides that actually came to the paradigm shift and what they mean to me.
Oh,
because,
wow.
Again, it's what it means to you. What I'm giving is what I see that the paradigm shift is to me. I'm giving it to the family, and the family still has that opportunity to choose on what they've been dealing with what somebody else has told them about the paradigm shift, and what I'm giving them to have them open to receive it the way they've been getting it, the way I'm giving it, and the different variations that I'm using to give it. It gives you even more choices other than the one choice or the one way that we've been given to look at every damn thing, the way they have explained that this is the way it is. No, it's the way I see it, because you give it to me the way you gave it to me. I don't see it your way. I ain't never going to see it your way. I don't supposed to see it. It varies from what you see, because everything you experience, you're going to get it a different way dealing with your life's experiences and the lessons that you had. We didn't have the same life's experiences and lessons. So when we get the same problem, we attack it different ways pertaining on the information that we learn and the experiences that we've lived. That's the beauty of having it your way and doing it your way, because you learned how to do it your way in order to survive. But again, I'm getting kind of thrown off, but thank you for playing that, Sister Antoinette, because like I said, that the universe and the spirit flows, and when you played that, I just got the goosebumps, not the eerie. I got that good feeling, like, thank you, the universe is just talking to me, you and talking to us.
Yes.
But, again, like I said, let me go ahead and throw this in, and you let me know how it sounds.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Yes. It's loud and clear.
And you know what? That's not. I'm going to get it clearer than that.
Okay.
And remember, family, what I want us to do is to think about, again, that thought collectively on revealing what this coronavirus is doing to our people. And with these chemtrails, we want them to dissipate and not even touch us. We want them to burn in the atmosphere. Can you hear it now?
Yes. Yes, it's very loud. Very clear.
Okay.
Now you don't hear anything. Okay, we can hear it. Can't hear anything now. Okay. Can't hear anything, Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie? Okay. Thanks. Brother Eddie, we can't hear anything. Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie? Brother, we can't hear it. We hear it when I call you, then it comes in clear. Okay, we can hear. Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie?
Okay, family, we can start coming down out of that meditative thought of revealing the true purpose of death that this vaccine is causing. And these chemtrails that they are trying to no more than reinforce what's being put in us now. And utilizing what they've been utilizing from the chemtrails on the outside and the nanobots technology from the vaccine on the inside. So, again, with us talking on a higher vibration and talking about these things in this manner, we do give insight. We do give insight to our people just by revealing these things, regardless if they hear it or not. Because even if they don't hear it consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, it's heard. They can't unhear it. They heard it even if they don't want to hear it. So eventually it's going to come back where they're going to take notice of what they said. So can you hear me too, Trish Antoinette?
Yeah, now we can hear you. It was hard to hear. We didn't really hear the you take the 528 hertz. You may hear like maybe a ding or so every so often.
Yeah, it, like I said, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up. Within that tone, you start to hear other frequencies, other sounds, other tones in that tone by itself. Because it not only takes us through a transformation and shows miracles, it actually repairs our DNA. So the different dings, the different other sounds you're hearing is the repairing of your DNA. What's on our DNA record. We have things on our record that we can't remember. That tone helps us to remember because it puts us on the right vibration. That's the vibration of the earth. We are connected to the earth's vibration by every human heartbeat. Heart and earth are the same letters. To heart, I just put the H to heart to the end of that word, and it becomes earth. Both of them are six. That's the beat. Beat is a six, the beat of the heart. Vibration is 633. That's why it's called 528 hertz, in my opinion, because 5 plus 2 plus 8 is 15. 1 plus 5 is a 6. You back to the 6 of the beat, of the frequency, of the heart, of the earth. 33 harmonics of the earth, a 33rd octave for a human, 3-3. That's what the 528, that 6, does for us, because DNA, guess what, is 411, a 6, and that's what it repairs, our DNA. It's all in numbers. I love it.
Yeah.
So, but go ahead. You said you had callers, so I want to make sure that, you know, we don't leave the family hanging because they might have something to say before the people who are just on the computer and don't get that last hour might need to hear something that the family has been holding on to say. So if they holding on, I ain't going to keep them holding too long. So you bring the family on in and let them give what they have to give to this piece of the puzzle.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the first caller. So I'm going to take you in the order in which you... All right, so the first caller is Sister Paris. Sister Paris, if you have yourself on mute, could you take yourself off, please?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Excellent. Did I fall asleep? Did we have a meditation? What happened?
Yes, we did. Yes, we had a meditation.
Oh, my goodness. I must have went to the other two. Okay, I was asleep. I got so relaxed, I was asleep. Brother Harris, family, Sister Antoinette, you are living proof, you and Dr. V. I didn't know if you would pick it up or not because it was so horrendous. Five-year-old child, I sent that to you. It came to my attention.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I didn't.
Well, thank
the spirit
you very
said
much.
You would
thank
pick.
You.
Yeah, the spirit said you would pick it up, and you did. And thank you, thank us for confirming that. So, Brother Harris, I'm gonna get a chalkboard, and greetings, family. I'm gonna get a chalkboard. Even if I have to go to get somebody to go to a dollar store, I'm not going to tell you what else, but I'm in the process of going to the Stronghold family. I think this might be my last for a while, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do the Dr. York like I did back in 95 at Pettigrew State Park. I'm going to get a picture, Brother Eddie, and get them to blow it up. And I'm going to, things you put on pictures on, the easel.
Right.
And I'm going to blow it up. And I'm going to say featuring the teacher or the instructor of the numbers. I was serious. If I can do that, I'll take a picture and post it to Sister Antoinette, because this Coltrane business and Dr. Blair and a multitude of others have been communicating big time, and I'm grateful. Thank us.
I
can say right now. And if you hear some snoring, well, no, I'm going to put myself on mute.
Thank you.
All right.
Brother Kwame.
Well, Grand Rising, good evening.
Grand Rising to you, good evening.
Grand Rising, my brother, how you doing?
I am very grateful now that I didn't got numerically corrected. So, you know, that was on point. And to Mom AZ, good evening also. But you were
greetings.
very much on point in the part where you were talking about the astrological, you know, because this is getting ready to come up on the 20th of March, which will be a 5. But it's also the alignment for, you know, this new year. And it's the order of nature, and it's the season of Aries begins, but it's also the astrological new year of this 2021, and it's a very important time for setting, like a new moon, it's setting intentions that you want to manifest because of the frequency of the planets and the way they are aligned. And then we have, you know, we had the stellium that was on the 13th, which was the new moon, when you had the new moon was in Pisces. It was a Pisces moon's Virgo sun, but Neptune was in the sign of Pisces, which is Neptune is Pisces planet. And then you had the energy of Venus. So you had a stellium with those four alignments, and that was the energy to begin this new cycle. And so what we're moving into is this astrological new year. And just as you were playing that 528, what we're getting is that each of the 9 planets in our solar system, because we're the 10th planet, but each of those planets has a different frequency that it transmits. And so when they come in alignment with the planet, they're transmitting those frequencies to Earth, and they go in an order of like a 3-2, a 3-3, a 3-4, a 3-7, 3-8, and they go up, and each one of them follows a sequential order, just like in the music scale. And so what you're having is these frequencies that are in our solar system that is putting this energy along with what's coming out of the galactic center from that sun in the galactic center and the other part of where we are in the galaxy, those star systems and constellations are aligning and sending energies to the planet also. So what we're having is a reboot a reset of consciousness throughout, this is what they talk about, the fifth world, moving into this fourth dimension and into the fifth dimension, is because the consciousness that it's surrounding, that's why I say we need an overground railroad, because what's over us is activating us. And we're on the ground, and the earth is sending up 7.82 hertz, the Schumann frequency, and some other places it's higher than that. But when we're standing on the earth barefoot, and then you're having that energy coming down, going through the crown, you're creating that reset in the human DNA. And this is why they're trying to distort it with the 5G. But going to one part, and I was listening when Antoinette was giving the news, you know, it was two parts, that brother with a 1.3 grade point average, and he was a senior, supposed to have been graduating, and they brought him in, and his mother found out he couldn't graduate because he ain't got enough credits. So that was something that they pushed through. That's something that they've been doing to keep up their numbers. The other part was that little five-year-old cleaning out the toilets, but you just remember something. When we were younger, we had children. And if you had children always like playing in the toilet. It's somehow or the other that fascinates them, playing in the toilet. But for her to go in there and get him to unclog that toilet because of what he was doing, and I looked at it and you said, well, find something good. And Eddie looked at it and said, well, you know, they'll sue this. But if it was a young man, and even if it was a young woman, because my cousin lives in Arizona, and she went to prison and learned to be a plumber. She's a master plumber. She walks around now putting piping systems into huge buildings and whatever, getting paid $60, $80 an hour just to walk around and cup and look at blueprints and say where to run the pipe to and where to connect that to. And you look at that child will say, okay, I'm cleaning out this toilet, but then grow up and take the money that the mother gets from suing the teacher. And if she ever calls a plumber and he comes to her house to unclog her toilet, full circle.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the way you look at it, you know.
Because, Brother Kwame, I looked at it completely different. I looked at this child is going to be teased all through school. It's something even in high school they'll still be. I remember when you had to put your hands in that toilet and pull up this
right.
and pull up
yeah.
that.
And see, when you talk about children messing with some feces or what we call an SHIT, that's just special high intensity. That's called special high intensity training. It's training how to unplug something to get that mess out the way so you can make things flow. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, but that teacher had no right.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't expect sick people to do well things. And that was a sick person. So she just, you know, if a person look like they don't know something and then they open their mouth and tell you that they don't know by what's coming out of it, you know it. So believe what you see because it's true.
Yeah, but she, oh, Lord.
Well, that's why I say a sick person, that's the sick person to do that. And the thing of it is that if you don't know better, you can't do better. Just because you got a degree and said you went to a mortar and brick school that you know how to teach children. No, you don't. Because, you know, children don't come with no manuals. And the thing of it is, if you're a mother, it's in you. And I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, I bet you that person who made them do that wasn't a mother.
No, I mean, but, you know, whatever she is. Now, the Lord knows. I mean, you know what? She should have. Oh, Lord, don't get me started.
I know.
I get into my emotions.
All right. But that's good.
That's a baby.
Well, you know, and that's a mother's nature, that she's going to protect. If you're doing something offensive to a child, a mother will react quicker than a father. A man will sit up there and go like, well, what did you do that for? The woman is going like, give me some grease and take my shoes off because I'm getting ready to open up a can of whoop. She's going to
take off my earrings.
That's it. That's a mother's instinct. She's going to protect quickly. You know, but Brother Eddie, you know, you hit on something when you was talking about dealing with time and dealing with the shift of it. And the thing is that word in itself is Ti, T-I. And you split it in half and it says me. It means to bind you. But then the word in itself, when it's reversed, is emit, because we're supposed to be able to emit our frequencies. We're not supposed to be bound. And this is what this whole system has been setting up, to bind us, to control of our emitting our frequency. Did I lose
Yes,
us?
My brother. Yes, my brother. I had myself on mute, you know, because like I said, I be here writing stuff down that, again, I don't think of, and that's why I say I live vicariously through all of the family members. So when you say things that just isn't on my mind at that time or not on my sheet, I write it down because it's part of that paradigm that we're talking about.
Right.
See, because
this is what they created. And if you really want to see something, is that we have Monday through Friday, and that's a work week. And that, is that a W-E-A-K or is it a W-E-E-K? And we go to work and we work 5 days a week. So that means in those 5 days, are we D-A-Z-E or are we D-A-Y-S? What are we putting ourselves in?
Mhm. Yeah. In the days or the days. So.
Are we weak? Are we weak? Because then it has to say that you have 2 days, because they call that the week's end. Because you're so weak, you got to end it and give them a chance to rejuvenate, have some time to recharge, and come back and put them through that days of the week again.
Right.
So it's all in the words, but the numbers, like you said, the numbers won't, because I know there's a number for D-A-Z-E and there's a number for D-A-Y-S.
D-A-Y-S.
Right. They're two different numbers.
Yes, it. Two different words.
Two different words, but they sound the same. But they got
they sound similar, yes. They sound similar. You know, I was talking about that too with my Uncle Bobby, you know, but yeah, that's, I'm here at, well, I already knew what days were, but days to be in the days, that's 11. Wow. That's interesting. Now, see, I've just added that to my list of the truth, the 11, the universe or mindset, because that days is a mindset that they got us in, that too.
Right, right.
So the days of the week, when it's plural, days become 13.
Right.
So we're back to the spiritual dealing with that. That's why they gave us seven of them. Seven, and we look at that 7 days, seven being the number seven and days being 13 or four. 7 plus 4, we back to that 11 again.
Right, but you look at the other part of it is that they're working through the chakras. They're working through your intricate system, the 7 chakras. They're from the root to the crown, and they utilize all of that energy to weaken you.
That it's lined up with what you just said, dealing with the 7 days, the 7 chakras. Getting us distracted about a work week and the end of the week, or the weekend, as it's called, you know, is, again, that 7 coming up to the word box. This is the box that they got us in, going back to work for the work week. That's why we are confused on the days of the week, thinking that the 5 days of the week, that Monday starts the week instead of the Sunday starting the week.
Right. But you got to look at something too, because we got put, when this first thing kicked off last year, the first thing they said was if people had to be quarantined. What does quarantine mean? It means that you have to be put into isolation for 40 days. So you have 40-hour work week. See it?
Oh yeah, it's so, it's all connected. And real quick, just looking at the paradigm shift, it's the things that we should stay on, because again, for me, by numbers, the paradigm shift is no more than our relationship with the ancestors. We always talking about the ancestors. Well, the ancestors is part of the paradigm. And the relationship with the ancestors is our memories. This is why we're always talking about memories. And this is what the ancestors help us with, dealing with the paradigm shift, because the paradigm shift is no more than a celestial alignment, as you so eloquently put, and I'm laughing because I'm looking at the number of the word, is the planet's alignment. Well, again, planet alignment. That's no more than the celestial alignment. For us, it's our spirituality connection or alignment. And as we're doing now, it's information being processed. And we're just processing a way that we're coming up with learning the usage of words, as we just use that days and days.
Right.
See, because, again, it's all the occult being five, of English being five, that keeps us in a ball of confusion, confusion being five, because we don't see the five in the game five that's being played. They're playing a hell of a game, but it's right in front of us with the number. But go ahead, Brother Kwame, my bad.
Right, but no, you're correct, because in the five, if you take off the F, it says I have. And what Aquarius says is I know.
Yes, that's why even the I, being the letter I and not the word E-Y-E, but the I by letter is five. That's why you start with I, being the five. It starts with you, you being the one. The no self, no being one, self being one. Knowing that when you recognize all of this, you are the key. Key is one. Right. You are one. You are the key. And you, being the key, have the lock. Lock is one. But if you don't know how to use the key to unlock what's in you, to release the understanding in order to be in the overstanding, we lost.
But the key to it, and what I just got in the vision and looking at it, just looking at it, IV is what number of Roman numeral?
What was that?
IV in Roman numeral is what?
I.
No, IV in Roman numeral.
15.
No, IV in Roman numeral.
IV, okay, it's four. Four.
The four is in the five.
Right.
The four is in the five.
Yes.
IV is in the five.
Mm-hmm.
And so four, five. That's nine.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the four, five, the nine is metaphysics, but the nine is what we're talking and referencing about when we talk about the paradigm. The paradigm is the nine. Ancestors are nine. Celestial is nine. Spirituality is nine. Information is nine. Learning is nine. It's all about the information we're learning, dealing with our own life. Life is nine.
Right.
So, yeah.
And see, being the wordsmith, I'm always looking at what's in the word that I'm looking at. What other words are in that word? Or what other messages
words
are
you
in
can
the
get
words.
Out that way when you rearrange the letters.
Right.
You know, just like when I look at meta that we're going through, the metaphysics. Metaphysics comes to 9. Meta being 14 to 5, physics being 31 to 4, the 5 and the
right.
4.
That's why I was asking what time is, what number is time?
Time is 9. That's all part. That's why I said there is no time is the illusion because time being 9 is no more than learning.
Okay.
Presence of life being 9, it encompasses what we're learning throughout whatever time, whatever space being 9. That's why I always start off thanking the family for their 9 and 9, their time and space, because we worried about how they define time and space. They don't know what the fuck it is. They're giving us theories and theoretical that they're still dealing with Einstein's theory of relativity because they don't know if it's factual or not. All of this shit is a theory to them. So
right.
The absolute to me, even the numbers, is what the numbers are showing me because I ain't got nothing to do with it but to reveal what I've been given.
What is emit? What number
is emit? It's the same as time. All you did was change the letters of emit around because, again, at the end of the day, using what you said, we're on time instead of emitting. What do we admit? Emitting. We're admitting what emitting what we have been learning, the information we have to share. That's all we have to admit is what
right.
we've
so
learned.
Both 9.
So it's all right. That's what I'm saying. It's all, that's what the paradigm is all about because the paradigm is 9. It's all a part of one's life learning to admit or emit what one has been learning if one chooses to share what they have been learning with the information that they got. But they know who and what to share what and who with when it's time to give, to share, to admit what one has learned, the information. That's why at the end of the day, we all still learning. So for me, when I look at time, I'm looking at what am I learning? When I look at time, I look at what we're talking about these shows now. Show is 9. I call it a class. Class is 9. I call it a party. As we said, party line. Party is 9. It's all a part of what and how you see what you're doing, where you are, and how you transmit it. How you receive it and how you transmit it. Because, again, that's why we're all, that consciousness that you talked about is, we're all in that consciousness, but it's part of our personal journey. That journey that we're all in is a conscious journey that we're getting, as you said, in tune with. And that journey is meant for you to go that journey your way. But at the end of the day, you being on the one, being on that frequency, your particular sound, we're all still a part of that one whole, that total package, that total picture, that we only have that part of our journey that's no more than that piece of the puzzle to that whole picture. That's our part in our journey to know our piece. So we can fit into that puzzle and see the whole picture. That's why ain't nobody got the whole damn picture. Everybody's just got a piece of their part. And to see your part is the beautiful thing. Once you see your part, you can be your part. And that's the be to me in everything. Because at the end of the day, this is one of my best stories for this week that I wanted to share with the family. And it's because of the family and conversations I have with the family that give me the information that I have to share with the family. And using the 5, love came up. And love, to me, one way of love, because there's many ways to love. Who put a damn restriction on how you love this, that? But anyway, that's going into something else. But love to me starts off with the individual of being my mirror, because love is 5 and mirror is 5. And I saw something in that love, that mirror that I saw, when through the conversation the word expectation came up. And I looked at it the way the definition, and we all look at certain things until we break it down the way it is given to us. So by me, I'm given now the word to attack the number. And when what I was showed, I loved it. Because if I have any expectations of anybody, knowing that that person that I might have an expectation on is no more than a mirror. And now understanding that expectation is me. So any expectation I might have on anybody, knowing that that's the mirror, that expectation is of an expectation I have of myself, saying this as an expectation for some time. Certain family members and I have been talking about all of these different shows that we listen to. Never stay on the metaphysical. Never stay spiritual. Never stay on point on how we can solve problems. We're always talking around and never concentrating on our powers of the solution. If there is a problem, there is a solution. And then it hit me, that expectation. Why am I expecting somebody else to do what I'm seeing that's not done? That's expected of me to do. So damn it, do it. You do the shows that keep the family focused on the spiritual, on the elevating of our essence, of flowing with the universe. If you see it's not being done, damn it, and you can do it, that's why you see it's not being done, so you fill the gap. So that hit me, and I felt so great to know that, again, the numbers lead me to not only my truth, but when I give it, people resonate with it. Because the numbers, again, I'm learning are there, and you're just using the word that represents the number that has that power that you're trying to get. But anyway, that's my magic, and I'm going to leave that one alone, but I'm just giving the basics, family. The basics, because again, you get what I have, and if it's something that is useful, use it. If not, leave it alone. But whatever's useful, make uniquely your own. Make it yours. Ain't nothing that I'm giving is mine. This is why I'm giving it away. I didn't come up with numbers. I didn't come up with English. I ain't come up with none of this shit. I'm just a messenger that's been shown a way that we can all benefit, because that's what it's going to take. All of us. All is the five, baby. The five. It's going to take all of us to pull this off. Because, again, they feel we can't do it. We can't win with no weapons. We ain't got no bombs and no buttons to push. Our weapon is in our minds, in us, that we always talk about, but we never truly talk about, where we stay on it. So, like I said, I'm filling a gap that I see that has not been pushed on a regular basis. I'm the pusher man for that now, dealing with the numbers and dealing with the spiritual words, dealing with our spiritual vibration to keep us focused at least for 2 to 3 hours a week on this spiritual church of the people, we the people. It never said we the church. We not bought into we the church, and the church ain't doing, and I leave that alone because it's negative. Don't need to go there. So, again, I love y'all. That's all I can say.
Well,
I
you're love loved as well, Brother Eddie.
And
you're loved.
And
we love y'all. We love you.
Somebody else on the line that got all into it, and I don't know if we had somebody else on the line waiting to talk.
No one has their hand up yet.
Okay.
But
okay.
I do have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
We're past the time of taking our break.
Oh, okay. We can still take it because it's not to that 10 o'clock yet, so you can go and take the break, you know, play the song and come back.
Yeah,
you know.
We'll do that. And I'll make the announcements, y'all. And okay, we'll be right back with y'all.
Give him the number.
And the wrong.
now. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're loud and clear. Okay, so give the people what they need is a five.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that's all they need is what they got. See?
Yeah.
Because what they got is their thought. What they got is their interpretation. This is why we start with self, with the I being five, starting at the very beginning, which is home.
Yes.
We start at home. And starting at home is starting in your own darn brain. See, because home is 14. Brain is 14. That's why your real home work is 14, starts in your brain. And once you get your thought together in your brain being 41 to 5, you have now your interpretation, which is the 5. Interpretation comes to 59, 5 plus 9 is 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. And your interpretation is what's important to you, important is 5. What's important is no more than your interest. Interest
yes.
is 5. And what interests you, what's important, you learn. Learn is 5. And what you learn, you become the teacher. Because I can only teach what I have learned. Teacher is 5. And what I'm really teaching is what I have been given to reveal. Reveal is 5. And what I reveal, what I teach, I practice. Practice is 5. And what I practice that I teach is no more than love. That's the love. For me, all of this is about love, the 5. And when I love, I care. Care is 5. And when I care, I share. Share is 5. And I share with the people who are in my circle. Circle is 5. Letting them know that they all have what's called reach their plateau called their heaven. Heaven is 5 and heaven is right in your brain. Brain is 5. Your heaven and your brain is no more than your kingdom. Kingdom is 5. Your kingdom resides in your tower. Tower is 5. We also call the tower your temple. Temple is 5. All of that is love that I share. Because I care. Because for me, I don't go under anybody else's interpretation of none of these words anymore. It all has a different pretext to me now. Yeah, I was caught up like everybody else in life. Like I still am in so many pretexts because I have to be in this shit that we living in. This is why in is a 6. Earth is a 6. Hell is a 6. Shit, they say, are you born in hell? Come on. You determine, though, see? Because not even knowing these numbers, we determine where we are, but the energy by knowing it puts more in it than we ever could imagine. Because it's all about, as they say it, God, wherever we come from, whatever it's called, goes by many names. That's why names from the 14 is the 5. It's knowing the number behind the names of these words. The number is the wisdom, is the key to unraveling this so-called mystery. Because it ain't no damn mystery. It's my damn story unraveling right in front of me. That's what these numbers do for me. Just like along this journey and sharing this, I will see how whatever anybody else is into is unraveling in front of them. Because, again, that's the beauty, knowing that it's only one of me. So I know it's only one person doing what I'm doing. If somebody else doing it, oh, shit, they done made a goddamn clone. Y'all better watch out.
Yes, Brother
That's
Eddie,
right.
I have
it's
to make
only...
an announcement.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, we have 11 minutes left, in this live program, in order to continue to listen to the show or to give a comment or if you have a question, you have to call in. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie, do you have the other number off the top of your head? The 515?
Oh, yes. Yep, man. What am I?
I don't have that screen up. That's the reason why I asked. I mean, I can pull it up
okay.
real quick.
515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
Okay, and y'all don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for the Helios Villios. And Brother Ray at 3 p.m. on Sunday, no matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 p.m., to be drumming, and they're drumming to Lift Every Voice. So please don't forget those two things on Sunday. Okay, Brother Al. And did I tell you, if y'all have a question or a comment, to press the number one, and I will open up your line. And Brother Eddie, we do have a caller with their hand up.
Okay, bring the caller in.
Okay. I'm going to say that I'm safe. Brother Derek?
Okay, yeah.
No.
No?
Got you.
Okay.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Hello,
all
Brother
right, Ed. Derek,
you got me. Okay, you got me.
yeah. Good. It's good to hear you laugh. We got all this madness is going on, which we are in March, by the way. We got to laugh at something, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Much madness.
Hey,
yeah.
But it's, man, y'all, it's crazy, especially what's going on with me, because, like, it's a lot of stuff. I know, Eddie, you're not really into the sports and everything, but it's just like with these numbers and stuff with these sports, it's like I can't escape it. And especially what's going to be going on the past couple of weeks, it's a lot of stuff esoterically going on in Indianapolis. And let me give you an example. Tying this in with the numbers now. I get an email. I'm part of an email listing with a. It's a website called chalkbeak.org. And they usually deal with, like, what's going on in the school systems here, especially, like, across the country, especially more or less in the Midwest, since we are in Region 5. And ironically,
right.
I got an article yesterday entitled, No More Time to Wait, Parents Call for Indianapolis Public Schools to Close the Racial Gaps. And this came out yesterday, 8:45 p.m. Now, I'm going to drop down to the second paragraph, and I want y'all to pay attention to this. Now, I'm going to read the first one. This ain't number three lines. It says, a group of parents is calling on Indianapolis public schools to close racial gaps by tripling black students' passing rates on state tests and doubling passing rates for Latino students over the next 6 years. Paragraph two, those increases wouldn't fully close the gaps against white students' performance. Less than 7% of black students and 11% of Latino students in IPS pass both math and English sections of the annual ILEARN test, compared to with 32% of white students passing the test. Now, automatically, I saw here with that 32, that's a 5. But like I said,
right.
Going back to the beginning of the paragraph, that 7-11 caught my attention.
Yeah,
you know. So what from hearing that, what I read, what's your thoughts on that, Eddie?
Again, that's those same numbers, because you know, 7-11 refers to, again, if we want to go historically, 7-11, not dealing with the dice and crafts 7-11, but the 7-11 AD deals with the Moors bringing that ancient knowledge over to these different lands here in the West, as they migrated this way. So it was 7-11 AD that all this came to be. And you talking about 7-11 dealing with what? A racial gap, race, again, Moors being of a different ethnic group back then. And the race that you're talking about is black, 7%, Hispanics, 11%, 7-11. 7-11 comes to that 9 that we were talking about earlier. But the whole thing to me at the end of the day, you know, you mentioned the 32 with the whites, and they always want us anyway. They always want to be, they always want to have 5 on it, and they don't. But seeing that it's always been about us, again, it comes back to that school. And we're still not learning our damn lessons to keep our damn children out of these damn schools. They're not right. They've never been right. How long have we been fighting this Brown versus Board type of shit, you know, being unfair, you know, with the schools, with the books and everything else? So why do we keep fighting this system that just ain't going to do right by their own so-called admissions and their actions of what they do? See? And we keep fighting and using all that energy to send our children to be miseducated, as the story was mentioned earlier with Sister Antoinette, this brother being at a 0.3 and he being in the middle of the damn class of graduates with a score that fucking low. So how, if he's in the middle, look at all the people that's under him. But again, why do we keep sending our children to the institutions that's farther dumbing them down? And then we keep complaining about these stories and what's happening. Shit, take the lead and do what we damn say. Teach your babies. Get somebody who's qualified to teach. Shit, like I said here, when they closed 50 damn schools by Rahm Emanuel. I've been saying it since then. And before then, the schools were obsolete. You had all these, if 50 damn schools were closed, you had hundreds of teachers without jobs. Why in the hell did they open up something to teach these babies, to teach these children? Instead of crying and begging for master to get them another job that they can create the shit since they ain't got nothing, create what you've been given as far as your so-called skill of expertise being a teacher, and use that. It's an opening for it now. Should they not close 50 damn schools? You got openings everywhere for schools, private schools to be open, or schools and churches, basements to be open. Why ain't the churches damn open up for that? Because they part of the damn problem. They part of the problem. Half of the teachers go to damn church. Why ain't the churches open up their basements during the week to teach these damn children who the schools close in these damn black communities? See, I can go on and on, but see, we already have a problem. Again, we talk too much on the problem and not the solution, and we are the solution that we should be talking about and the conversations we should be having. So, again, you know, to me, you know, hands up to these motherfuckers keep fucking up in school. You know, because I want them to close the school doors, because that's why they had that law. They're trying to sneak up under the door of letting your children be able to sign a piece of paper that they can take this motherfucking vaccine without your permission. That's still on the books that they ain't talked about. See, so, no, close the damn schools. You want to do this shit behind my back and all this other shit. You know, no, I don't want to send my damn child to you. Let them go and stay here. And let me now monitor what you teaching them on this damn internet. See, now I got a reason to look at what he or she is learning.
Yeah, you know, Brother Eddie, that reminds me of, I know I talked to you about it, where the college here in Delaware, well, by the college, they have set up at a hotel, evacuation center, well, a quarantine center. So anyone that, you know, tests positive for COVID or been exposed or however that goes, they have a place for you to go where you're quarantined at, in a hotel or motel, whatever it is. And
yeah, they did that at the very beginning when they had the COVID last year this time, where they opened up all these hotels, some of them that have been closed for a while, to make them into makeshift quarantine centers. So it was a test again last year for this year, because remember, the shit ain't hit the fan yet.
Right.
The shit,
Here, for example, it's not right. It was the hotels, but like they also did, they also closed down a lot of Walgreens and CVSs, well, just put them looping too, and turned them into like testing centers and COVID shot centers. And I don't know if you knew this or not, Brother Eddie, but like within the past couple of weeks, they had the United Center where the Bulls play at. They turned that into a vaccination center too. But the key thing is, they're not really wanting anybody from the suburbs to come in and shots. They're focusing on the residents of the city of Chicago, mainly the Black and Latino residents to get their shots, and they keep putting that out there.
Oh yeah, I've been keeping up with that shit at the United Center about them. They had to stop it for a minute because again, they were allowing people from the suburbs to come in and be first in line because, again, understandably so, not trying to throw salt on shit. You know, they are better adapted at using technology than a lot of us, especially seniors, are. So they was applying online and did shit. They were able to finagle their way in front, you know, using the system. And, again, it was actually dubbed for the Black residents first, which I loved it when they let the white people come in there and we wasn't able to get it. So it slowed it down from these, I don't want to call us idiots, you know, just our program people running with their arms out, you know, because they so afraid and they not bought into it. And like I say, when I even talk to the seniors, I try to explain to them, When in your lifetime, please tell me, when in your lifetime that this government has ever did anything right for melanated or bi-melanated people? Tell me in history, when have they ever did the right thing in your lifetime? And none of them have ever been able to tell me. So why would you believe that this vaccine that they're pushing so hard to give to you, it's for your benefit. All the stuff, you are not able to tell me anything that has been beneficial to you. Why do you think now them pushing the shot is actually beneficial to you? Do you really think that's the reason? Step back and look at this and think about it for a minute. And I do have certain seniors, you know, giving me that dog look, which means they lean their head to the side and then turn their head. Their neck is over and they turn and trying to feel like, So it's letting me know that expression is letting me know they thinking, that's all. I'm going to drop the seed. I can go. I ain't got to stay there and have a discussion anymore. You thinking. That thought, that seed has been planted. See? And these are the things that we have to do. When we say we can't do nothing, yes, we can. Anybody you talk to, when they ask you something, you control the situation because they ask you the question. So you're able to control the answer that you give. We just have to learn how to give that answer in a very, very short time that will basically engage them, pull them in such a way that they can't get away.
Because it's up to that other person to accept the answer or not. As long as we give it, hey, you know, that's not on us. As long as they got to take it the way they want to take it. If they don't accept it, fine. They do, that's fine, too. At least we did our job in terms of, you know, like I said, giving the answer what we're supposed to give anyway. So check this out. Now, since we're still on Indianapolis, this is another story that came out yesterday. I think y'all heard, I don't know if y'all talked about this on the show earlier, but about the brother got in an argument with his girlfriend over the $1,400, which is another five stimulus check. But now, I don't know. I'm really not sold on the story because it seemed like there's some other stuff going on. But now, if you really go back and look at the story again, like I said, now, he shot five people. Four of them died. Now, the woman, his girlfriend, whatever, they had a child together, so he shot her, but she survived. But their daughter, one of their daughters, the woman's brother, mother, and cousin all died. And if you think about it, I mean, in the context of the story and what you've been talking about tonight, that's a number five. you know. Mm-hmm. But now, with that being said, now, guess what's supposed to happen tomorrow, Brother Eddie, in Indianapolis? This ain't no accident.
What's that?
It's dealing with sports. They're supposed to be having their this year. They're having a majority of the basketball tournament, the March Madness tournament.
Oh,
now
okay.
Check this out. Now, in the past, it's normally been 64 teams. Now, recently, within the past few years, they changed it. Now it's 68 teams. But guess what? If you add on that 6 and 8, that's a 14. That's a number 5. I said,
wow.
In Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
And how do you get in Indianapolis from here? You take I-94, well, for my ad, you know, 90, that's a 13. You take that Interstate 65 South, 65, that's another 11. That'll take you straight into Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And then at the end of May, you got the Indianapolis 500. You knock off the two zeros, you got a number 5.
It's a 5.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A 5. I don't care how many zeros you add on when it comes to that 5. You add the zeros to the 5, it's still going to be the 5. So, yeah, that's the 5. But
exactly.
See, this is why I said I love y'all family, because I live vicariously through y'all, because I didn't know none of this shit, man. Like you said, I ain't in the sports no more. So I never would have knew it's 68 teams now that comes to that 5, you know. And
I forgot one more thing. Now check this out. Supposedly yesterday was quote-unquote St. Patrick's Day, right? Now, the Bears signed a quarterback by the name of Andy Dalton.
No, today is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, it's today. Okay.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks for correcting me. Now, the Bears signed a quarterback yesterday by the name of Andy Dalton. Now, how ironically, quote-unquote, for the context of the discussion, he's part Irish. And guess what his number was, the number he had been wearing in the NFL? 14. How you going to sign the guy who's part Irish a day before St. Patrick's Day? Come on, now. And he has red hair.
Okay.
All right. So, and you know red is 14 anyway, man.
Oh,
red is 14.
Oh, wow.
Come on. See? It all lines up.
Woo!
I have a question. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
When are we gonna have a black day?
When are we gonna have a black day?
Yeah, when are we gonna have a day for black people? Where we call it a black day? You have an Irish day. I mean, when are we gonna have a Black American Day or Black Day, however you want to say it?
We just had what they have dubbed as Black History Month. We just had a whole month that they dubbed that we really don't even celebrate. That's why you didn't think about why we ain't got some shit. They so-called gave us a whole month. But when you understand.
Yeah, but when we going to take our day. I mean, look, they took Memorial Day from us. Memorial Day was founded by black people. So they took it and sold it and made it theirs. So when are we going to make another day for us?
Well, again, we can make all of these days for us, any day for us, when we claim our power. We got the power. Why are we waiting for them, when we can do it ourselves? See, once we dedicate what day that we come to a consensus on that we're going to call our day, then we do that. See, we know that it was even artificial when we came up with a day that we dub for black people, a.k.a. black men, the Million Man March.
Yeah.
You don't hear about that no more. Because
no,
that's
you don't.
You really find out it was artificial. It wasn't real. That's why ain't nobody trying to keep it going. See, I was a part of it. I was real with it. It's going to always stick with me, but I'm always waiting for these bastards who call themselves religious leaders, political leaders, and that thus far to stand up and say something, even to recognize it each year it comes around. I bet you if you ask most black people today,
they
wouldn't even know what day that the actual Million Man March happened.
Wasn't it in September? September or late August?
No.
No? Okay. I was guessing.
No, you was asking, but this is what that basically tells exactly that. See, this is how much we were into it, and how much it really meant, and it stuck with us.
Yeah,
right.
It was something funny that somebody had a different agenda behind it, because those numbers before I got into numbers stuck with me. See?
Wow.
And that's why you don't even hear about the shit. And when they celebrate it, they don't even celebrate it on the day that it officially started in 1995. October 16th on a Tuesday. I'll never forget it. See? And it's not edged in the people's mind, and we always asking for something. We had something, and we didn't use it and utilize it, and damn, make people accountable for some shit that we were standing for with them that we thought they were standing for, that we see years and decades later they weren't.
Right. That's but, hey, they don't forget that 9/11, Brother Eddie. They don't forget that 9/11 anniversary.
No. Like I said, all of that shit, that's they shit. We didn't come up with 9/11 and blow them damn buildings up. They did. But that's why it's rituals dealing with that number again, 9/11.
Mm-hmm. 11/9, right, 11. Right.
Comes back to that too, comes back to the 11. See? So, yeah, all like I said, this is numbers, just like when we understand yesterday, I mean, not yesterday, but Sunday was 3/14, Pi Day.
Yes.
We always talk about it every now and then because I think we did a show years ago, touching on Pi Day and its implication, and that's the actual circle of the nine that we're in, because when we understand those first four numbers of Pi, comes the nine, 3.141.
And it's funny, it happened on the day that the time went up an hour. Yeah, that wasn't no accident either.
That's you hit on it before I did, but that's why I mentioned that. A week later, which is this weekend, we'll be going through the real time change of the spring equinox. We just went through they phony shit of springing ahead. The real spring is in the spring ahead this month of the weekend. But it's not no coincidence that this year, instead of March 21st, that it happens on March 20th, which is a 5 at 4:37 here, which is a 5.
Wow.
So, and like I said, everybody has a different time zone once they get into the numbers, because that's why we have different numbers where we are, the regions that we're in, and on the different parallels. This is why even here in the fifth region, we're on the 41st parallel. 41 is another 5. We just getting into really the fight. That's why I said the first show I came back with is stay on your 5, because it's all about your thought. It's all about your interpretation once you get your thought together.
And we always talk about worshiping these stars and superstars. Hell, you're the star. We're the stars.
True.
We're the real stars.
Well, I concur on the one, 100%, which is the one. Because star comes to one, my brother, one. The word you comes to one. The word self comes to one. Self, you are the star. You are the one. That's why a star that we look at has the 5 points. The 5. We are in a 5 point. Our head, 2 arms, and 2 legs. The 5 points. We are the star right here on earth. Oh, never fail. I got a one-track mind. Let me stop. Anyway, that's another one, too, I wanted to bring in that, see, this is why we need to revisit the music of the 70s, I mean, well, the late 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, music of our people, see, because even that was the music of the true movement of consciousness. See, because that was doing what was dubbed as the Black Power Movement, this, that, and the other. But, again, I want us to just reminisce on some of the names I can flow with, that we all remember that we need to revisit one, some of these, and really get into the words, because after that I want to get into a seven by number, but by name, the name of the song comes up to seven. And I'll let people know it's by Stevie Wonder, and we talked about it last week with another brother named Eddie. But it's called As, from the song
Good
Life by Stevie Wonder. So I want everybody to marinate on this while we reminisce on this, on just taking back and let some of these names just reflect and bring back other artists that I know I'm not going to mention because I don't have the time, nor do I remember all of the artists during those times. But some of the artists that touched me that just comes to mind first and foremost is James Brown, Parliament, Prince, Michael Jackson, Teddy Pendergrass, the OJs, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, McFadden Whitehead, Heathwave, Al Green, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Wind and Fire, there you go.
Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, The Emotions.
Yeah.
Nick Stapleton.
There you go.
Anita Baker, Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Diana Ross, The Supremes, The Commodores, Lionel Richie, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Yeah.
Kool in the Game, Curtis Mayfield, Roy Ayers, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Lucas and Chaka Khan, and so on, family. You know, like I said, I can go on and on and on, but hopefully that has brought back memories to other artists during that time that I didn't mention. That, again, if we go back and revisit, like I said, I just wanted to bring just a phrase out for me, because everybody knows how much I love Parliament. But these and many other artists during that time had a lot of influence on me, because it was certain lyrics in a particular song that stuck with me like it does with all of us for some reason. And with that song, Always, that particular, I mean, the whole song was beautiful, but the particular part that stands out to me, and now I truly understand with what we're talking about right now, was the lyrics or the part that says, changing words into truth, and then change that truth into love. And maybe our children's and their children's great-great-grandchildren's will tell this story.
Yeah.
But if we're not giving them words that we know out of the love that we see, not with what they give us and what they tell us love is, they don't have the words being the love to combat in the future. For me, that's why he says this was left for not just our children, but our great-great-great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that always stuck to me, because I've always been a particular when I heard the phrase, even with my mama saying it, I want to leave this world a better place for my child.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if that was drove into my psyche, and I believe it to my core, then if my fight ain't truly for the children of the world, not just my damn biological children, but every child, or as we call them, new school, that's in front of me, that's my child. And I'm going to give them the information that I should give my child at the age they are, or what they need that they're going through at the time they're going through it. Because a lot of these babies are going through some hell. And we ain't giving them the help we can give them. We know we ain't got a village no more, but that concept of a village that's stuck in our heads, we still a damn village that we supposed to be sharing with our damn children. That's the problem. We keep saying what we not, what we still are. If we talking about it, we still part of it. See? And this is the part of the village where we see that a family by us or a neighbor is lacking. We supposed to give or help where we can, understanding in the time and place that we are. A lot of people don't want your help, and we know how to stand we know how to stand back. Step off.
Yeah.
Talk to the hand, niggas. Talk to the hand, because you ain't going to cut me off at the elbow. I see you need help. I'm trying to help you. You don't want the help, so I don't need to give you. I know where we stand. But I know my heart is to help when I see help is needed. So, again, these are the things that we do. We ain't got to go out and try to save the world. It's not our job to save the world. Whatever's in your line of direction along your path, along your destiny, along your way, if you choose to help, just like the Good Samaritan, out of everybody stepping over the man and around the man, it was only the Good Samaritan, but understanding by nature, that's who they're talking about in the Bible. That's who we are. That's our nature. Even on a cellular structure or level where the red blood cells connect and inform information, the nine, to one another. And as they touch the other cells, they do the same thing, and they're giving more information from the cells that they touched previously. Unlike the white cell bloods who kill indiscriminately, some of them. Other ones are used as antibodies, but they got the ones that are called phagocytes. Wow, phagocytes. Phagocytes,
yeah,
that kill indiscriminately. They'll turn on each other and start killing white blood cells, killing white blood cells, along,
yep,
with red blood cells. They just kill. So, again,
yep,
like I said,
they're
just understanding,
yeah,
the biological structure and makeup of what's in us. So inside of us, I mean, as within us, so outside of us. And that's something I wanted to mention too, because that became a personal homework task of mine when I heard the term and heard the conversation on another show pertaining to as above, so below, and the brother said, well, the second part to that is so within, as within, so without. And it got around to the brother saying that he didn't like the last part. He know what's trying to be said, but he didn't like it, and he wanted somebody to give him another way of looking at it. I took it personally to me because, again, if we're all wordsmith and we deal with things by breaking down words, well, he was right by what it says when it says as within, so without. Ain't without nothing. If it's in me, on the outside, it's outside of me. So I was like, he's right. Let me find my way. Give it. And if people want to use it, it's cool. If not, it's cool. It doesn't matter one way. But I know not only by what I'm giving, but by the number of what's being given, makes it right for me and for nobody else. And if people feel that frequency and want to use it, more power to you. And I always suggest to change it to fit you even better, because that makes it uniquely yours. That's what I did. Instead of saying as above, so below, as within, so without, it's as above, so below, so within me, so outside of me, because whatever's in me is outside of me. I'm not without anything unless I choose to be. And again, this is why we all say at times we have to be careful with our words, and especially if we call ourselves wordsmiths. And again, at the end of the day, we all create the reality that we're living in. So this is the power that we have. We create our own. We are small creators, the small gods to the big God. So we have the power And as it said, if you only believe. I think that's what was told to Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz at the end. Just believe. And where does she want to go? To the five, baby. I want to go home. Three times, click your heels, baby. I want to go home to the five. All of it leads back to the five. That's why they had to get to the five that was called the Emerald City. The five city. Emerald is 23. Emerald means green. It ain't don't do, the words change, number stays the same. Green is 23. It's both the five. That's why we're talking about the green today, because as Derek just mentioned, it's called St. Patrick's Day. Green, they just dyed the damn river here in Chicago this weekend. Green, all the five. Yes, yeah, we all into it, baby. When we see it and it's being celebrated, we know that we're right on time. We are on time because the time is being admitted or emitted by us in the learning that we're getting and receiving and we're giving. So, Brother Derek, did I cut you off, man? I didn't mean to.
No, 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 no. You good, bro. You good. I spoke my piece.
Okay. I'm glad you was able to get in because I know you probably tried to get in a little earlier, but I wanted to try to get out, you know, and stay as focused as possible dealing with the positive essence, the positive flow that we need to continue to vibrate on, because the longer we stay positive, regardless of where we are and who we're talking to, the more positive energy, the more solutions we start to see. The reason we can't see the solution is we're too busy conversating on the problem on a continuous basis. Once we start talking about different ways to come up with solutions, solutions will start to come to one of us if we all talking about it. This is how it flows. I'm not the only one. You're not the only. This is why it's called a collective mind. So if we all talking and vibrating on a solution, somebody going to get a solution. This is how we got to start using what we got to get what we want, if we claim to want it, and stop waiting for everybody else to do what we can do. And when everybody else see us do what we're doing, and we ain't talking about getting no money, we just talking about getting our minds right. Get your head right. Get your home right. Get your house right. Get your shit straight. Then let's get together collectively so we can make a move and stop just jawjacking, because at the end of the day, we got the powers to do what we need to do right here on these airwaves that we talk over, instead of wasting time constantly talking about the problem this and the problem that, who got shot here. And we talked about that last year, suspension, that when we went through the George Floyd thing, and I kept saying, you know, every week, every month, we're going to keep getting different scenarios, different people, different, but it's the same damn thing.
Yep,
and we just kick the can farther down the road, because if we was thinking more on the spiritual level that we're talking about now, and we have been collectively meditating and thinking of things and vibrating on a level, we would see more evidence today because we've started last year. But again, being so distracted on everything, this is what keeps us off that parameter of being on the spiritual that we always talk about, but we actually talking around it. We ain't talking about it. We're not really conversating on it and being direct. We're talking all around it. We're talking through it. We're talking past it. We're talking over it. We're talking under it.
Yeah.
We got to get within it and flow with it so we can really feel and be about what we're talking about, so we can use our collective power along with our personal power that we learn along this journey that we're on, so that when we come collectively, individually, I got my house in order. I got my home in order, which is my brain.
Yeah.
My house is no more than my consciousness. And again, this is only a prime for me, family, because I see the numbers in the words that I'm saying. But I'm giving it that way, so feel free to use it that way, because I talk words and numbers. But again, you say it the way it makes you feel comfortable. However you say it, whatever you use and whatever, but we got to stop all this and truly come together collectively, however we can come together. But again, only once you have truly gotten yourself to that level where you know you can come with other or come into that circle with other people to get something done collectively, because you see the energy and power of your journey, that what you can do, knowing that at the end of the day, to get anything done, we got to come together collectively. We got to organize, if that's the word you want to use. But again, same thing, collectively organizing, you know, coming together so we can get something done. And like I said, for those who are doubters and don't believe, even though you do it, once you see it, like they say, for a lot of us, seeing, the seeing is believing. And like a lot of us look at, you can't believe every damn thing you see. So it's an oxymoron when you look at it. But again, this is why when we take the control, as I love Rod Sterling and his intro, to we control the picture. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. We can delude your mind, or we can bring it to crystal clarity. For this hour, we're going to take you to the inner reaches of your mind, to the outer limits. And that's where I want to go, baby, to the outer limits. Because we not went inside. Now we want to go over. We want to go outside, the as above. And again, that as above starts in the heavens, which is right there in your brain, right there in your head, right there in your kingdom. Because once we understand that, we understand what's truly above, as above, so below. That's why so below is right here with us. So below is that five. That's why we so below with that five. As above is that four with God. God is four, as above is four. It all lines up. Spirit is four. Spiritual is four. It all lines up with as above. But again, to revisit again, that music is the connection for a lot of us. You know, whatever it is, I want you to lay it on the music. Let the vibes flow through. Your thought moves, and it can remove.
Remove, yes.
It can remove all that negative bull, or it can move you to do what you need to do, move you to action, to call to action. Because action is the one. Action is when you get your butt up and you make a stand, as Stephen King's movie, The Stand. Stand is on the one. That's why action is on the one. What is your action? That's why that stroke tells you to get up for the down stroke. Stroke is one. Action is one. Stand is one.
Because if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
You. Thank you, brother. You was get out my head. I love it. But see, like I said, it's in the air, man. It's in the air. And if we flowing, because you can't do nothing but flow with the current, you what you fighting the current for? Shit. That current's going to beat your ass. I'm getting my ass beat, but that's understandable, because I'm what I'm supposed to be. I'm that five. I'm that current. I'm that eddy, that vortex, that current that goes against the main current. Because I don't look at this shit the way they done put it on us, this program they done put us. And I've been given a way that I always give that acknowledgement that this ain't mine. but it's been given to me to see in order to teach, in order to pass it on. Ain't shit here for me. It's for us. Because whatever's going to happen, I can't do shit by my damn self. Ain't never tried to do it. That's why I'm trying to give as much as I can so people can see it the way they supposed to see it, so we can get this shit done. Because we've been talking too long, as we constantly say. So we got to keep on a frequency that keeps our vibration vibrating at that higher level and pull one another up, because that's what we're supposed to do. If I see a brother being my brother's keeper that's down in the dumps, or he's got something going on, because we all got something going on somewhere in our life, that my job is to encourage him, to give him an encouraging word. Because that encouraging, that one damn word that he ain't received, that he gets, be all that he needs. That might be the reason that he called you, or you called him, or y'all were brought together at that particular time. It's for a reason. And it might be just that simple. So again, this is why we don't look to be no great superhero and defend. Yeah, we all super, but that superpower starts with your own personal gift. That's what makes you super, your gift. Knowing your gift makes you super. If I don't know my gift, if I ain't mastered my gift, who in the hell I'm talking about super? You know, because my gift that makes me special, that makes me great, is no more than a part of my consciousness. That's what makes me special. That's what makes me great. It's all a part of a whole. That's just the way I see it, family. And that's why I say it's nothing that I say is written in stone. It's written for me. And I love sharing what I have to give, because if it makes sense to me, and sense being five, it's going to make sense to you. If it don't make sense to me, it's going to come out of my mouth. I ain't going to say no shit that don't make sense to me. It don't make sense to me. What I'm going to say, I sound crazy to my damn self if I'm going to tell you some shit that sound crazy to me. What kind of sense does that make? Woo, I'm on the fire, baby. If it ain't the facts, it's going to make some sense. And I commend you, like I said. I keep saying it. I live vicariously through you, because all of you all go and get a whole bunch of the facts. When you give me the facts, facts is five, and it makes sense. This is why I give the sixth sense in the facts you give me. I ain't got time to go look up what everybody else is looking. That's part of people's individuals' journeys, and when they feel that it's something that they have to share, then again, yes. If the numbers fit to where I am and along my journey, because remember, family, I love y'all, but if I looked at everything that everybody sent me, I wouldn't have time to do none of this stuff dealing with words and numbers. I wouldn't have no time for myself. I wouldn't have no get high time, which means I wouldn't have no time for writing down my high story. I wouldn't have, no. And these are just things that people send me. So I have to be very selective, like we all do. Because, again, this is why it's so easy to even get caught up in the net. I can get one story from somebody that I'll get 20 different related subjects on what I'm looking at to lead me down a rabbit hole that I ain't got no time. And that's it, time, because my time is spent on learning. And it gets me distracted from what I'm supposed to be learning. We all supposed to learn something different along our course in life. And if we learned the same thing, we'd get it or receive it differently because of our experiences and our lessons throughout our course of life. I'll never see it the way another person sees it, because we weren't even brought up the same way, in the same environment, in the same area, by the same parents. So it's always going to be those factors We have similarities, but that factor that drives us to see it different ways is the way we're supposed to see it. It's just your way and my way. I mean, either one of our ways are wrong. That's what it is. As they say, it is what it is. That's what it is. But, yeah, Derek, did I squeeze the mic too tight and you needed to rebuttal? Because I know you're probably in the closet somewhere on the phone trying to get this in.
No, you good.
Yeah, and I don't want none of the family to get it twisted. I'm talking about Brother Derek's in the closet by no means. I'm talking about keeping away from the man so he can, you know, give some information over the phone. So y'all know, we just having a little fun, a little liberty along the way.
So,
yeah, I, like I said, it was put in there for a little liberty to give us a little laughter along the way because, again, for me, I love laughing. You know, because laugh is part of that number that I talk about, 13. 13 is God. 13 is fun. 13 is laugh, baby. That's why they say God done pulled a big trick on us if we don't know how to laugh at ourselves and laugh at some of this shit that's going down. Because it's a big damn joke. And they done played a hell of a trick on us. That's why joke is five and trick is five. And I think we go through that every year on October 31st.
Oh, yeah.
Knock on people's doors and say trick or treat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know got tricked, all right.
That's the only time it's allowed, okay? So they say for a child to go and knock on somebody's door and ask for somebody's
phone. Mm-hmm.
And they don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And see, it's real strange when you look at it and think about it that, you know, I mean, you got a lot of parents that let their children go out, especially when they're preteens or get into their teens, and they still want to go trick-or-treating just to get them some candy. And, you know, taught your child all their lives not to go up to strangers and go to strange places, but now you're allowing them to go on to these different houses and knock on the door and holler trick-or-treat. And all these people are strangers. They know nothing about them. You know, and this is when you start getting the needles and pins and apples and all this other crazy shit by these lewds that's out here because we are celebrating again something that we really don't know what it's all about.
That's,
you know, and we just celebrate all this shit, you know, not knowing the implications and the dates that have been set to celebrate these times and what they're actually celebrating and the meaning behind it and the tradition that it started from, that now it's changed over time and being watered down and given to us to not recognize whatever bull that they were doing back in those times that basically outlaws certain celebration and events that we celebrate today, that at certain times during history, it was outlawed. Because people got to, let me stop getting negative, but that's on a person's individual journey if they choose to find out about Jesus, God, or whatever it is today that's on their mind that they want to find out about. You can go as deep down your individual rabbit hole as you want to, you know, and come back out of it and then start to question those that you respect, that you get a valid response from. Because a lot of people, you might not respect their answer. You might respect their opinion, but you won't ask them nothing too deep because of knowing or having a personal relationship with certain people. But this is where we have to get on these lines where we feel truly comfortable, where we get personal to the point where we can ask questions on things that we don't know and don't feel like we're going to be ridiculed. But this is why I use at the beginning expectations. You don't put or have an expectations for anybody, and if you do, turn it around, because that person you're putting it on is nothing but your mirror, the man or woman in the mirror. that person that you're with is your mirror at that time. So any expectations you might have on that person mirrored back at you is the expectation you have on yourself. What do you expect? So that's why I turned that around and used this show for that expectation reason of looking at everybody else to be doing what I'm doing that I'm saying that they're not doing. Stop looking at that shit and do what I see that is missing. That I see ain't nobody else doing it, do it. Shit, that's why you see it's not being done. You had that eye to recognize. It was pointed out to you for a reason. You know, so these are the things that we have to challenge ourselves with because, again, like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about you. What you know got out of the situation. Stop putting it on everybody else. That's the problem. We keep putting that shit on everybody else and won't start with self. The I, the five. Your own damn thoughts, your own damn interpretation. Get it straight. Challenge yourself. Challenge is fine. I ain't challenging nobody else's thought but mine first. If I want to challenge, because my thought, I don't need to challenge nobody else's thought. I just give my thought. As they say, give up the funk. Give your thought. And let's talk about it. That's all. Because I cherish that. To talk about it in order to refine that thought that I have, to make it better. I ain't changing it for you, but if you see a flaw in what I'm talking about and I don't have a defense being that five on the flaw that you found, I thank you. I love you. I thank you for showing me that flaw so I can get it straight and get it better, get it right. That's all. You start keeping me sharp. We keeping one another sharp.
Yeah.
We got a battle at hand. Shit. We got to be prepared for this fight. And like I say, the fight ain't got nothing to do with the fisticuffs. That's why we killing each other. And they laid back watching us do that. But when it's time to push that real button, they ain't worried about these little pop guns that they not put in our community. They put these damn guns here. For us to kill each other.
Yeah.
Shit. They know what's in all these damn communities, be it legal or illegal. They already know. See, but they know at the end of it. Huh?
I'm sorry. In Philadelphia, they were saying something about some guns that were being sold that they were like a kit. I guess you put them together, but they were unable to trace them.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Because I don't. I don't know what I'm talking about, honestly.
Well, yes, it's probably a story. I haven't heard it either. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard something similar.
It's happening in Philadelphia, and they've been having all of these murders, and, you know, I mean, which they always have. But they're saying that they have from these gun shows or something that it's a gun kit or something that you can buy that, you know, I guess people are buying, and they're putting guns together. But they're not able to trace these guns because they're putting them together. And I never heard of such. I guess like a kit. I mean, when I think of, you know, like a model kit, and I remember, you know, models from when I brought for my children. But that's why I said, you know, is it like that? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, it is. They do have gun kits that you can put weapons together. They've been had that. We even see that when we look at the old movies and they have a briefcase and they open up the briefcase and they start assembling the rifle, this, that, and the other. But they've been doing that. They've just updated it now by being able to do it. What is that called? Digitally. I forgot the word that they use. Where they almost...
And they actually work? And they work, they shoot and everything?
Yes.
That's terrible.
But why? This is just another, for me, it's just another distraction. They've been doing this for the longest. They've been selling illegal guns with the serial number filed off. So, again, they've been doing things like this for a very long. This ain't nothing new. They just found a different way to update what they're doing. I forgot the laser technology that they use to, it's almost like using this holographic technology. They even make houses now where they can use
the 3D printer.
Thank you. Thank you, D. Man, it was killing me. It was
okay,
right on the tongue. But those 3D printers, they're doing all making guns. They're making houses. They're making everything. They're making artificial limbs for people who need prosthesis. So, yeah, this is, they are just, it's, and again, what we're seeing is at the bottom, because what we're not seeing is at the top, what they're able to do that's not in the public's eye. So this is why I said when we see stuff, we 5-10 years behind what they're capable of doing. When we get it, it's the toy that they have went to the different model, as we say, 4G, 5G, 6G, you know.
Yeah.
We've now been introduced to 6, 7G. They already on 12, 13, and 14G.
Yeah.
And we just talking about, you know, 4G to 5G to 6G.
Yeah.
Just like we just getting the drones and stuff. They've been doing this shit in the military for over a decade. Now they got high-tech drones, but they gave us the little drones that they've been playing with and developing 10 years ago. We finally got it today, and we know went butt wild. They give us a skateboard and call it a hoverboard, and we spend hundreds of dollars on something that don't hover. It just moves.
Oh,
up,
yeah,
and you know,
it's
without...
on fire.
Right. And,
are those
things
that on fire?
Yeah, a lot of them did when they first came out. Yeah, when they first came out, a lot of them caught on fire. But that's, again, that we buy into the nonsense for fun that we call, but it keeps us perpetually broke, not even the money being utilized the way it could be as the real tool that it's put here for, you know. And again, we use that as where it was the holiday. Well, whose damn holiday are we following? And we know the truth. We don't even celebrate it in truth. We continue perpetuating the lie. Even if we celebrate it, why aren't we teaching the children the truth?
Yeah.
And we're in the spirit of truth while we're in the company of family.
Yeah.
We get lost in the gift giving and all the other nonsense that don't mean nothing but keeps us perpetually talking about we got this power to get out. We supposed to be spiritual. But the nonsense of a holiday keeps us entrapped, regurgitating the same nonsense, talking about how strong and how powerful and constantly giving up excuses on why we do this, but we talking about coming out of this. Come on now. You can't have it both ways.
May I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Give thanks. Brother Harris, are you saying with that copy machine or something they can make the parts? So does that mean if you have a part of a pelvic and you have a part of a femur and the rest is not there, they can make me one? Is that what
they
you
can
said?
Make that with it. Yeah, with a 3D printer now, yeah, they can do that. They've showed that. I seen that on a Saturday morning program, Explore, I think it was called, that they have on things that they're able to do with 3D printers now, and that was like 2 years ago. So I can imagine what they're really capable of doing today if I saw this 3 years ago.
Okay, so... All right, we have to talk about, have a reading offline. Oh, Okay, then. Thank us.
Thank you, Mother Z.
Thank you, Sister Paris.
So, family, too, I don't know if they're going to keep us on the air because we're coming up on the 11 o'clock hour. So, again, if you wanted to remain online, you can call 515-605-9343.
No, it's too late to call. They have to press the number one if they wish they have a question or comment. They just want to listen.
That's what it is. My fault. Thank you for correcting me. Right. At this time, if you wanted to stay on after the 11 o'clock hour, press 1 to be sure. Because sometimes you don't have to press it and you won't get cut off. But to ensure that you don't get cut off, press 1.
Yeah. But you won't be able to comment. So if your line's not open, you won't be able to comment or anything. In case you decide you want to jump in later, you won't be able to. That opportunity will no longer. Okay, we have somebody now. I don't know when I open you and you don't want to be open, just say no or something. So I don't, and I'll just leave you on. But you don't have to talk. Okay.
Or just don't say nothing.
Yeah, 773. Your line is open. Okay, you're there. Okay, your line is open, 773, for when you're ready. Okay, y'all. Okay, Brother Eddie, I guess everyone just wants to listen.
Okay, so, again, and hey, Uncle Bobby, because I know that's you out there that ain't going to get cut off and don't want to say nothing. That's my... senior that I be teaching, that I be talking about my Uncle Bobby all the time. So when you said 773, you ain't have to mention the rest of it. I already know. He got cut off the last time because he
didn't. Hello, Brother Eddie, Uncle Bobby. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
But as I was saying, dealing with all of that, dealing with that expectation, truly understanding that it's all about me, that I have to be what I want others to see in order to expect anything out of them, because I can't expect anything from anybody. What I expect is from myself and for me to be the example to others of what's expected of me and of them while we together. Because, again, you act around certain people a certain way that you don't act around other people. For instance, everybody knew you act around your friends, peers, and even other grown folks and don't act around that around your own parents. There's certain things you did in the company of others that you didn't do in the company of your parents.
Yeah, that's true.
So, again, it was certain expectations that they had. But, again, those expectations, knowing that nobody's your child, is that expectation of you being the example of what you want others to see. Because, again, just like a child can't be what he don't see. If he never saw a dope dealer and the flashiness of a dope dealer and was never introduced to that, he would never want to be that. So we can go to the extreme. A brother in Africa in the bush would never see a brother in the hood selling dope. So they would never want to be that brother in the hood selling dope, because they ain't never seen that. They would want to be like the hunter their dad or uncle or somebody in their tribe is, going out and getting this food or doing something. That's what they would want to be. That's what they see. So that's what it is, even in our own children. Because our children today are ingested with every damn thing that they absorb off of the internet, anything and everything, and things that we as parents or adults haven't even conceived that they have seen somewhere on the internet or from a friend who has texted them something that they not came across. You better believe.
Yeah, with the spirit.
If we do these things as being adults, the type of shit that basically keeps their mind, their minds occupied, they not seeing shit that we ain't even thought about them even looking at.
Yeah.
You know. So, again, this is why we have to be more critically involved in our babies, in our children, in our young adults' life.
Yeah.
By giving them something to offset this bull that's being pushed in their face 24/7 on the internet. The internet never goes off. So this is a 24/7 program.
Yeah.
365 days a year, nonstop. So we don't really have a whole lot of chance fighting something that never sleeps, ever, 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 ever.
Yeah.
So
Brother Eddie,
any parts of the yes.
Can I ask you, could you please explain the paradigm? We didn't get into that tonight, unfortunately, and the detail exactly what the...
Right. We didn't get into the detail. I got into it somewhat with Brother Kwame, but again, understanding the paradigm shift. As I was saying, look at it as a whole and not in pieces and parts, because again, if you do, what paradigm shift is in you? So what I'm relating to is the paradigm shift in me. It's all of this that I'm giving. The paradigm shift is the ancestors' memories that we're being downloaded right now. It's the paradigm shift. The paradigm shift that's the ancestors' memories that we're getting downloaded with is the celestial alignment. That is no more than the paradigm shift. It's a celestial alignment, and the celestial alignment is the nine planets aligning themselves. We are becoming aligned with the planets, with the shift of the paradigm, through our spirituality connection. Is the paradigm shift for us? For those of us who don't look at the spiritual for whatever reason, it's no problem, because the same paradigm shift is no more than information that we process. That's the paradigm shift. You have information you're getting right now to process. Well, what is that information? Learning words.
Yes.
Learning is the paradigm. The words is the shift. We're just seeing how to see it whole right now for you dealing with your reality. You might see these same numbers because everything I gave was the same number as paradigm shift, a 9 being paradigm and a 3 being shift.
Okay, now, Brother Eddie, what I read was – I'm sorry.
What was that?
What I read was that it was changing the way how you see things, the way how you perceive it.
What am I saying? It's the way you perceive things. It's the paradigm is your learning. Your learning is your perception of what you're learning and how you're learning. So your learning is the paradigm. The shift is the process that's shifting, or the words that are shifting. See, we are caught up in a definition from whomever, if we want to call it they, them, whatever. Black dictionary, law dictionary, it's somebody else's shit. My thing is use their word, their shit, whatever it is, if it's useful in you making it uniquely yours when you give it back to me. Don't give it the way they gave it to you. That's the way you were supposed to receive it. The way you give it is the way now that you bring it back out of you spiritually. That's uniquely yours now.
That's your message spiritually that you're supposed to give, if you know how to give your message. If you feel the wisdom in you, or better yet, if you feel that you should share. Because a lot of times people get this and they feel that, hey, I'm not sharing this. This ain't for nobody but me. And that's fine.
Yeah.
When it's time, it's time. And it's not their time to even share. That's no problem. Because share being five, mirror being five, it's all the five for me. And this is why I said at the end of the day, the way I see it, I'm just giving it the way I see it. I'm not saying this is the shit, this is it. Ain't nothing else with this way that I gave it. You never heard me say that, never will.
No, never heard you say anything like that.
Give it, the key is to give it, and everybody, like anything, has a choice.
Yes.
They have a choice because that choice is, like I said, did they hear or didn't?
Yes.
The deaf. I can't make the deaf hear. I can't make the blind see. That's not my job. I didn't come saying I was a miracle man. I'm the numbers man.
Right. Yes.
So if you can get it the way I'm giving it to you in numbers, hopefully you can get it from somebody who's giving it to you in ways, in music.
Yeah.
In research. In history.
Yeah.
Whatever way that somebody else has to give, that's your way of maybe recognizing, or it might not be. Somebody else has to come along and give it to you. But again, this is why I say we all have different ways to give our pieces of our part that we've obtained along our journey. You choose to.
Yeah.
That's on the individual. But for me, on the spiritual level, that's what I'm supposed to do spiritually, is share and fellowship to spread that spiritual essence. Because I want to be able to enhance my spirit from somebody else's spirit who's on another level, on another plane, on another plateau, somewhere else. Because all it's going to do is enhance my spirit, add to, not take nothing away. That's who I'm trying to find, those brothers and sisters out there. And I know we're out there because we're on this line. We talk. We communicate.
Yeah.
See, and all we have to do for me is just help keep each other focused, the five being focused. See? Because the lives that we've been given, the lives that we live, distraction is at every corner we turn. It's some damn distraction.
Yeah.
Something, somebody, or some place. Places, people, places, and things. So it's easy to get distracted because there's so many distractions.
Yes, yes,
that's
it is.
It's hard to stay focused. And like I said, that's why we're here, to just basically help one another stay focused when we are off our mark, off our square, out of our lane.
Yeah.
That's all. So that's why that lane is nine, that square on your square is nine. That's part of your learning. That's how your square is. That's your reality. Reality is nine.
Yeah, now we're not supposed to envision better for ourselves or anything like that, or envision things the way in which we want it to be, and to talk that way, you know, that this is the way how it is, even if it's not being shown that way yet.
Hold on, I didn't hear your exact question when you first started. You came in a little mumbled.
Let me bring the phone closer. I said, we're not supposed to envision what we want and, you know, talk about it in that way, in the way in which we envision it, and to, you know, put forth our energy or anything into the way how we envision things to change it to become our reality. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, we're supposed to envision it, if that's what you're saying. Yeah, we're supposed to envision or visualize it is a word that I use dealing with the numbers. Visualize is that too. Meditation is that too, or that too. Your thoughts are what you come into visualization with through meditation. And you're taking it all through the gratitude, which is that too, to the universe, which is that too. And it all starts in your mind, which is that too. Your mind, not mine. Your mind.
Yeah.
So connecting all these numbers to even what you ask is right there in line to what you want to do. It's the more words and numbers you know, the better you are of giving and receiving the message from the universe through the language of the universe and the numbers. So, yes, we're supposed to visualize whatever we're trying to manifest, because you think it, speak it into existence, and then you do it, it happens. Action starts to unfold. But it starts with that thought.
Yeah.
So, yes, you have to visualize your thought. As I use that term with the outer limits. As they say, we can control you. No, you can control your damn self. You can control any image that you want to bring into crystal clarity. And they told us no engraving image because you are the one. That's why you are one in images when you bring forth your own image, your own quality, your own creation. It's yours to create. And they have told you no engraving image. It gave you Jesus. The ass. Okay, stop it. See, that's an image, y'all. The Bible is contradicting the Bible in the Ten Commandments itself. An image. And you gave me the wrong damn image, even dealing with his pigmentation. Why? See, and ain't nothing.